Today, a man apparently bent on suicide showed us just how fragile and vulnerable the air traffic control system can be. A regional control center outside Chicago was evacuated when an employee of the Harris Corporation, a government subcontractor, allegedly started a fire. He has been identified tonight as Brian Howard. He's been charged with destruction of aircraft facilities, which is a felony. This is a check-in counter at O'Hare Airport where things are slowly getting back to normal tonight, but more than 1,700 flights were canceled. Travelers tried to rebook, but many won't get out until tomorrow or even later. We have two reports, beginning with correspondent Dean Reynolds.
When firefighters arrived on the scene, they found a federal facility in the dark and a 36-year-old man in the basement with burns and self-inflicted stab wounds. Greg Thomas is the Aurora, Illinois police chief.
At this time, we believe the injured man set the fire and he used some type of accelerant.